Jeffrey Seelman back with us on Coast to Coast. Life of an Exorcist. Get ready for some spooky demonic things in just a moment on Coast to Coast. Well, here we go. Jeffrey Seelman is an internationally recognized professional psychic, exorcist, and teacher specializing in the clearing of individuals, homes, businesses, and psychic protection. He is also an expert on hauntings in homes and businesses, psychic ability, good ghosts such as spirit guides, curses, demonic possession, evil spirits, and the relationship between emotional energies and violence. He was back with me in October of 2018. We talked about his work, Power Protection. He's got a new book coming out in March called Life of an Exorcist. And Jeffrey, welcome back. I'm looking forward to this.
George, thank you so much for having me back on the show.
This book, Life of an Exorcist, I'm going to have you back on to talk about that, too. That sounds fantastic.
It's really interesting, you know. It's sort of a calling. I was born with psychic ability, but I do feel that there are a lot of people out there that have latent talents, and we need help in this world more than ever. And so I wrote most of that book in different cities of Europe, and finished up the last part of it here in the United States. And the idea behind it is that not only of case histories that I've worked on, that without naming names and addresses, George, but also that how to get people who have talent involved in helping people with negative emotional energy in their body's energy fields, mm-hmm. in their residences, and also businesses, and also how negative spirits and demonic spirits, which are two different kinds of spirits, and what to do about it, and how they can be effective in banishing these things from our lives.
What are demonic spirits anyways, Jeffrey?
Demonic spirits are essentially the counterpart of angels, George. They are a different kind of breed. Negative spirits are essentially negative people who are dead and continue to do negative things, and they are around and they do cause trouble. Demonic spirits are much more powerful. There's no evidence that they ever have lived a life on Earth, and like I said, they are about as powerful as one might consider an angel to be, a good angel, and they can affect people on a physical level when the wind is right. And when I mean the wind is right, that there's a lot of emotional energy in the atmosphere, or the person's body has become weak, their energy fields have become weak, and they're susceptible, open to attack. Also, they attack families, they attack relationships in order to break up relationships, they attack businesses in order to destroy businesses, which destroy the livelihood of many, many people. So one thing that normally we don't talk about in daily conversation is that businesses come under attack as well in order to destroy a great amount of people, not only the business, but also all the people who work for the business. Demonic spirits, they are very, very powerful, and they are here. We have a lot of things happening in our changing world, and they certainly are active right now and more active than ever before. Like I said, there's no evidence that they ever have lived on Earth in an Earth life as negative spirits do. Most spirits are good. Most spirits are good. Some are not. And I deal with the ones that are not. And so there's also a lot of negative spirits out there that used to be just living people that continue to do negative things once they have passed on, which is also a problem in itself. But negative demonic spirits are a different breed, and they're very powerful, and they do attack people. And the goal of their attack and how they attack, the method, is essentially emotional. They try to telepathically send emotional energy in order to activate and amplify our angers mm-hmm. that we all have. And so when they do that, people strike out and do things that they would not normally do.
Is their mission, Jeffrey, to destroy mankind?
Absolutely. And not only on this planet, but, you know, our we talked about this before. You know, I believe that our universe is teeming with life, and I think they're active on many different planets. But certainly on this planet, their goal is to destroy people, relationships, businesses, and also our world. And I think that they're more active now than they ever have been before.
It sounds like they feed off negativity.
They do. They get stronger when people get angry. People generate emotional energies, both good and bad, George. And when people generate negative emotional energies, it does give them sort of a feeling of charge. But it's not where they get their power. Where they get their power is just from inside themselves, from the universe itself. And so, unfortunately, their goal and what they're trying to do is really just to destroy things. And yes, they get happy when people
are miserable
and hurt each other, and miserable. And they are, to a certain extent, they are very miserable creatures themselves, and they like to see other people become miserable as well. They can do an awful lot of damage. We can't see them, but they can see us, and they can come close to us without being noticed, and even attack us from a distance, and amplify like a lightning rod, kind of like a road rage, our feelings. And so then we do things we would not normally do. When we're most vulnerable, like say when people get into an argument with their significant others, they would strike and throw a huge amount of rage outside from them into the people who are arguing, or an individual, or people who are arguing, two people, three people, whatever it might be. And it amplifies the emotional energy to a great extent, to the 10th power. And then people do things that they would not normally do, and they're very sorry for later, and very often they don't understand it.
What areas do these demonic spirits generally come from? What different facets of existence do they pop up?
There are two sides to the reality. There is the physical universe and the non-physical universe. They are from the non-physical universe, and that is where they are from, and they spend their time in the non-physical universe. So they're not physical at all. They have no physical properties whatsoever, George. That gives them an edge. They can see the physical world very, very well.
And influence it, right?
Oh, they can. They can influence it on many levels. And unfortunately, demonic spirits can actually affect physical reality, meaning that they can hurt people. They can make things move, fall off of walls, things move around in the home. They do this all the time to scare people and to make them feel weak. They're very, very powerful, and they're not anything like just negative people who are dead, who also can be problematic. But demonic spirits they like to see things be destroyed. And there's a sadistic quality to this, George, and that really is the problem. There's not always a very good reason why they do things. They just like to see things fall apart, and they get a big feeling about it, a great feeling, a rush out of it, so to speak. It's very, very dangerous because their motivations are not always clear. There's not always a reason why they attack besides only to destroy, only to see people fail, relationships, only to make people angry and unhappy, and to destroy every facet of a relationship, a family, any kind of attack they possibly can do. It makes them happy to see people fail. They hate the human race. They hate the human race. And it's too bad. Many times I have to tell people when I deal with demonic spirit attacks that there isn't really a reason why this is happening. They just like to see things fall apart and be destroyed. And they are very active right now. Our world is changing, as we know, sometimes not for the better. And right now we're going through some difficult times, and this is when they're coming out in full force, and also negative spirits as well.
Are they out to kill people?
Absolutely.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, they will attack children in their cradles. They have no love for humanity whatsoever. People, I guess the positive side of this is, that people really don't die. They know that. People go on. We go on after we die. you go to the other side. I believe all of this is science, not religion. I work from a very specific scientific angle, and so they know that people don't die, and they go to the other side, which people call heaven, many names for it. I call it non-physical reality. But that doesn't mean that they're nice. It just means that they know that they know the rules. They know that there are laws that have to be obeyed, much like gravity on the physical plane, that they have to pay attention to the laws as well. I use that against them when I'm fighting them and helping businesses, families, and individuals. And so there are ways to deal with them, but also that they use their talents. They make weapons out of non-physical reality. It's not magic. It's not science fiction. If you take a look at something like, in a religious sense, like the Archangel Michael, always pictured with a sword and a shield in his hand, that's not just for decoration. That's to show us that the good angels out there, the good side, which actually is far more powerful, George, they also have weapons. They also make different kinds of non-physical weapons. Demonic spirits also make different kinds of weapons, and they use these kind of weapons in order to essentially throw huge amounts of rage into a person's energy fields, our body's energy fields, also known as the aura. I call it, you know, the non-physical part of ourselves. We each have that going in our system. Essentially, our spirit. Our spirit is not something, it's not a ball of light inside of us. It's not something that can be sold or taken. That really is philosophy. Our spirit, our soul, is actually us. It's who we are. They know that, and they use every tool they possibly can in order to throw a huge amount of rage into us. And also they have weapons that can actually cause physical damage.
What kind of weapons?
Well, essentially, when on the other side, visualization acts very differently than it does on the physical side. So if you want to go to from Los Angeles to Chicago, we have to get on an airplane or drive or
something. It's a long car ride.
Exactly. But actually, on the other side, there's no such thing as distance. It's a, you know,
it's instant.
It's a huge area. But the idea is that visualization, so you can't visualize going from Los Angeles to Chicago. It's not going to work. But on the other side, you can. So what they do is they visualize making different kinds of weapons and tools that essentially are the opposite of positive non-physical tools, which, say, I make as an exorcist.
Hmm.
So the idea is that they might make a tool that if they would run it through you, it would greatly, greatly amplify angers, fears, and all sorts of different emotions that could lead to anything from terrible loneliness, to fear, to outrageous anger. And the idea is to get people to do things that they would not normally do. They also are capable of protecting themselves. So the idea is that they can make shields. Now, I teach people how to make positive shields against these things and also negative spirits. But they also can make shields by the process of visualization. On the other side, visualization actually creates things. So essentially that people ask me all the time, well, how do spirits, when I see them, why do they wear clothing if they don't have a physical body? Because spirits are not physical once we pass on. They generate a physical body. They also can generate how they look. So if they're 80 years old, we're 80 years old when we die, we can actually generate an image, not a physical image, but an image of how we might want to look, say, when we were 40, or any way we want to look. Demonic spirits can do the same thing. So they can appear as how they want to appear. Now, to other people who might be frightened of very scary countenances, so the idea that they might appear as monsters. To me, when they come and attack, when I'm trying to help people, when I in a house, or I do a lot of distance work because there's no such thing as distance, they might appear to me as normal-looking, nice human beings in order to give me
deception, right?
A little bit of doubt. You know, the idea is that they want an extra quarter of a second, George, an extra quarter of a second for me to discern if they are negative or positive. So when a demonic spirit approaches me when I'm helping other people, they usually appear as very pleasant-looking human beings, deliberately to throw me off for a quarter of a second.
And have they been able to do that? Have they tricked you?
For about a quarter of a second, half a second.
That's pretty darn fast, Jeffrey.
That's all it takes because they strike that fast.
That really?
They strike that fast, George. They're very good at it. They appear, they strike, and they can move on.
Are some of them mischievous where they don't want to kill you or anything, but they just want to screw up your life?
It's really the same thing. The problem is you know, yes, I mean, I wouldn't say mischievous, yeah. You know, to a certain extent, some of them might just want to see you fail, commit suicide, ruin your business life, your business, ruin your family life, cause distress in the family. That could be considered to be mischievous. But they'd like to see you fall all the way. They do not like humans. They hate humans. And they'd rather see you, you know, get divorced, break up from your significant other. And if they attack children in cradles, you can see that there is no limit to what they will do.
Who created them?
I think that there's a process of evolution happening on the other side, much like there is on this side. Now, I personally believe I was born with psychic ability. And I've learned quite a bit, and I'm in very good contact with higher spirits. It's not a religious thing. It's a scientific thing. I do believe in spirits. I do believe in God. But I also think that there's a science to it, meaning that the first process would be creation. That filters up into evolution. So I think that creation and evolution work hand in hand, which is a philosophy we don't talk about that often. You know, there's always this war going on between, you know, creationist and evolutionist, you know, and they work together hand in hand. So I think demonic spirits essentially started out probably as a lower life form, just like we do, you know, sort of our first life. I believe in reincarnation. The reason I do is not because of any book that I've ever read. I remember bits and pieces of my past life. I remember doing this kind of work in past lives, and that's one of the ways that I know how to do what I do. And so I believe the demonic spirits actually started out as probably not so powerful, and through the course of time became more powerful. The same thing with angels. I think that angels started out probably as physical life forms, and actually through the process of many lives became more and more powerful and no longer needed to learn anything from the physical world. I see that and believe that the physical world is like a school. And the other side, what people call heaven, which is a great word for it, the non-physical realm is what I call it, because, you know, being sort of a science guy, I look at these things very practically, is our natural home, and dreams are recess. I think all dreams are real. They just don't happen on a physical level. I think we actually leave our body during the dream state, and essentially
into our astral body.
Exactly, George. And so what happens is that people ask me all the time, you know, why do I do all these weird things when I'm sleeping? The answer is that about 50 to 75% of our consciousness actually goes out into the astral plane, which is the non-physical world, and goes on these great adventures.
Stay with us, Jeffrey. We're going to come back. We'll talk more about Jeffrey Seelman's power protection and his upcoming book, Life of an Exorcist. We are going to take your calls next hour with Jeffrey Seelman as we talk about demonic possessions, demonic spirits. And he's an expert at all of this. And gosh, I hope to God you haven't been hit with this. But if you have, share your story with us. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Jeffrey Seelman, as we talk about Life of an Exorcist, which is coming out in March, by the way. We'll get Jeffrey back on that. But we're talking about demonic spirits. Are demonic spirits and negative spirits the same thing? Or are they different?
No, George. demonic spirits are less common, but there are plenty of them. Negative spirits are essentially people who have passed on that are not good.
Okay.
And they continue to do things that are negative after they have passed on. So instead of moving on and living with other spirits, and which most spirits do, because most spirits are good, and like most people are good.
Sure, of course.
And some people are not. And some spirits are not, and that is what negative spirits are. They are people who have passed on and continue to do negative things, and they are far more common than demonic spirits. And they do attack people. They do attack businesses. They do attack families. It's not so much an attack on a home. We all love Hollywood movies that are, you know, great entertainment and everything, but the attack is not so much on the home itself, but on the family. And so what they try to do is attack the relationships of people. They try to attack individuals and also get them to do things that they would not normally do. They're sort of like understudies of demonic spirits, which is something I think that you and I have not really talked about before. How the relationship between negative spirits and demonic spirits, that, yes, they're just people who are dead and continue to do negative things. They can see us, but we cannot see them. But we can feel them. Just about everybody has a story of walking into an environment and feeling sort of negative.
Like a psychic vampire.
Yeah, they could be picking up on negative emotional energy, which is not conscious. It's just a free-floating energy that we all give off, both positive and negative energy. But sometimes it is, and they are negative spirits. And negative spirits usually don't get along too well, just like people who are on our planet who are living don't really get along too well. Criminals usually carry guns, not so much to attack people. Very often they carry guns because they don't trust each other. Negative spirits also don't trust each other and very often act by themselves in order to amplify people's negative emotional energies. You know, they do the same thing, really, as demonic spirits. They're just not as good at it. So they try to amplify like a lightning rod. It's kind of like a road rage. You know, most of us are driving down the road and we would never think about hurting or killing somebody. And somebody cuts us off, and we all of a sudden turn into
a monster.
We want to kill a moment. People. I want to kill that guy. Just cut me off. We don't really want to do that. But the idea is, we all have these emotional accumulations of energy inside of us from the very first day that we're born. Spirits, meaning that people who have passed on, George, can actually see that visually inside of us. And what they do is they throw their own energy, which is rage and anger, and they also can create tools as well, and actually activate inside of us that emotional energy and throw it way out of proportion. And that's how they operate, and they're very, very common. Unfortunately, they're all around. You know, it's kind of like flies almost. You know, we don't have to worry about the positive spirits, which are the majority of spirits. So I'm not saying that all spirits are negative. It's not true. Most spirits are good.
Well, how do you fight off these demonic spirits and these negative spirits? How do you battle that?
There are different ways to do this. For one thing, we all need to strengthen our body's energy fields. We have our physical body, which is very finite, lasts a short period of time, you know, at the most 80, 90 years usually. But our spirit, which people call our spirit, our soul, is actually us. It is everything besides our physical body. And so what we need to do is strengthen our non-physical body. It's something that is not taught in schools, George. It's something that has to be taught by a proper a practitioner. It's actually a great part of my work is teaching people how to protect themselves and strengthen their auras through a series of techniques that are very scientific, practical, and easy to understand. And also I teach people how to create shields the same way that spirits do. We talked earlier about how negative spirits create shields. I teach people how to create shields made out of non-physical energies. that actually bounce back the attack of negative emotional energies and these different devices that they make. It actually sends the energy back to them. And so we don't know where they're coming from. So the idea is to create a shield around us, and a specific shield. And I teach people how to create a multi-shield system. I also teach people how to create different kinds of weapons that we can use. I'll give you an example real quickly.
Sure.
We can create a sword out of non-physical energy. This is the way that spirits do it. I teach people to think like a spirit and do the same things that spirits do. Like I mentioned before, that the Archangel Michael is always pictured with a sword and always pictured with a shield. That is not an accident. Spirits actually create weapons. So I teach people how to create weapons too. I teach them how to charge these non-physical devices. They have no effect upon physical reality and cannot be seen. But they do have an effect upon negative spirits and also can have an effect upon demonic spirits. So the idea is, I might say, look, visualize in your head a sword. And then silently to yourself, give it a charge by saying, I'm creating this sword in order to break up negative emotional energy. And so the idea is that you can actually make a sword that, in as long as a room or just as short as a knife, or actually as long as your entire living environment, be it an apartment or a condo or a home. And when you do that and you feel there's something negative around you, I'm talking about the sword here, if you swipe that sword around and it comes in contact with a negative spirit or a demonic spirit, sometimes it doesn't work quite as well on a demonic spirit. There, you have to really, do something about it. But on, say, a negative spirit, it'll actually break up their negative energy, which is something they don't want to happen. That's the worst thing that can happen to a negative spirit, is that you undo their negative energy, because they're tightly wound like a golf ball. And so what essentially you're unwinding their negative energy, and it weakens them. And it makes them go away.
I bet they can't stand that when
they
that's
can't.
Happened.
Oh, it is something they won't put up with. The problem is that most people don't know how to do it, and also that we're not taught to do it by traditional religion, and also, of course, in our schools. So it's something like a person like me has to do to teach people how to do this properly. It's a science. It's not religion. It's not magic. Anything,
mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, mumbo jumbo. It's actually a science. We're simply using non-physical science. We're creating non-physical tools and non-physical shields that are only meant to have an effect upon other non-physical beings and energies. And that's why it works. We're not trying to roll a pencil across a table. We're actually just I teach people how practical steps, logical steps, scientific steps to create shields and different kinds of weapons that they can use in a pinch at a moment's notice in order to defend themselves at work, at home, anywhere. When you walk into a store, a restaurant, wherever it might be, when you're feeling negative, the shields, especially with that.
Put it
but
up.
Also how to protect yourself by using these devices that are completely non-physical. Because we're simply creating them using our mind, and that's how spirits do things. We're doing the same. I'm teaching people to essentially do the same thing that spirits do.
Now,
and so that's how it works.
What exactly is possession, and who's doing the possessing?
It's a good question. Possession essentially is when a spirit influences a living human being, and it happens in a couple of different ways. One way is that there's a long-term attack going on where a particular spirit, be it a negative spirit or a demonic spirit, works on that human being on a psychological, emotional level. That's their greatest power because, as you can tell, they're not really able to overturn cars like in Hollywood movies. Now, I like Hollywood movies. They're great entertainment. I watch them all the time. But the idea is that we're not seeing cars being overturned. Small things do happen. Things fall off the walls. I've seen these things myself. Things move around. Yes, they can do small things, but essentially that negative spirits and positive demonic spirits essentially attack people using these different kinds of devices.
Who gives them their marching orders, Jeffrey?
There are demonic spirits that
Does the devil do that?
And they also like to, and they to try to control negative spirits. And there are a lot of negative spirits that actually want to be demonic spirits because of the fact that they want to hurt people and they want to learn some of these techniques. So demonic spirits do teach people how to teach spirits how to do that, essentially, that they can learn how to create devices and also how to hurt people on an emotional level. So these attacks are on an emotional level. And so they work on people on an emotional level over a period of time. The second thing that happens, George, is temporary possession. And one of the most dangerous forms is temporary possession. How this can occur is in two different ways also. One way is that people overdose on alcohol and drugs. Now, I'm not against alcohol and I'm not, against drugs. What I'm saying is that when people do too much, they can actually black out and something else steps in temporarily. This is always not the case, meaning that it doesn't happen every time. I'm not blaming every negative thing that happens in the world on negative spirits. But when people check out, something can check in. And that makes it much easier when people black out that they the spirits actually can take quick control.
And how do you know that somebody's been possessed, Jeffrey? I mean, does their personality change? Does their face change? I mean, we saw the movie The Exorcist, how Linda Blair changed, of course, but that's Hollywood. How do we know somebody's been possessed?
It happens because people who call me, they see that their loved ones or people they know have just gone through those kind of changes where their face changes, their eyes kind of grow dark. And then they lash out and maybe do something violent. That's one way to tell if something like that is happening. Sometimes it's better to call somebody like me. I see these things on a visual level and also get a lot of information. I was born with psychic ability. I see these things visually. And so when people call me, I'm usually able to discern whether or not that there is, or through Skype. There's any. I do all the communication systems. Very easy to get a hold of. And so I discern whether or not that the people are actually possessed or they've been hit or they're just full of accumulated emotional energy. So since we generate emotional energy since the first day that we're born, we actually can hold it inside of our body, and that can be activated by anything from drugs to alcohol. And so negative possession, it happens very quickly. And so sometimes it's better to talk to an expert about it to see if that's really happening. And so they can attack from a distance. They can attack from anywhere. They don't have to be near you to do this. Or they can actually enter the body's energy fields. And so the two ways I was talking about is that there's a quick attack where a person might black out from alcohol and something steps in, and then there's the longer-term mm-hmm. attack where a person is being worked on. It could be a person they feel that might commit suicide, or might want to go and blow away people at school or at work. That's not true in every case. For people listening out there, that it's not every case, but it does happen. There's a percentage of these people that are possessed, and they also work on people who have control over other people. They work on people who are in positions of power, in order to get them to make really bad decisions, because that affects a great amount of people. So very often, negative spirits not only work on the average human being, they also work on people who have control, over other people, naturally, normally, say, at work, and also people who might be in political positions in order to get them to do things that are very negative for the human race.
Stay with us, Jeffrey. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and take phone calls with you next on Coast to Coast AM. Jeffrey Seelman with us, two books, Power Protection, that's out now. Life of an Exorcist comes out in March. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com.